弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, peace be with you.
从这周开始，全美的大中小学都陆陆续续结束了暑假的生活，进入新的一个学年，开始了学习教学的工作和生活。
Starting from this week, all the colleges, universities, high schools, and elementary schools in the United States, has started the first academic year study, teaching, and life.
感谢主，我们教会主日崇拜的，刚才大家看到司琴，还有后边这个 radio audio， 这些音响的影像控制施工都在青少年中不断的传承。
Thank the Lord, the services of our church, like pianist, audio, and video, for the Sunday worship, all the ministries.Passed from one generation to the other among youth groups.
哥哥姐姐们进入大学了，然后弟弟妹妹们就接受培训，接替上来。
So big brothers and sisters, they graduated from high school and now they are attending college. So younger brothers and sisters will continue the ministry.
这是我们南湾华人教会的。一个特色，也是一道亮丽的风景线。
This is a feature of our Michiana Chinese Christian Church, and also a beautiful scenic view.
而且大家知道吗？我们目前教会主日崇拜，父母和孩子同坐一堂，像这种方式，是和初代教会当时他们聚会的时候是一样的。
So now you can see Children sit with parents during the Sunday worship, and this style is very similar to the early church.
那在传统的犹太家庭，他们非常注重孩童的教育。
So in traditional Jewish family, parents pay much attention to children's education.
他们尤其注重儿童从小就认识上帝。
So they especially pay attention to their children's education, help their children to know and love God.
Yeah, 从小要教他们爱上帝。
And, yeah.
所以做父母的，做牢记的呢，就是摩西五经里边的命令。
So what the parents remembered clearly is the commandment in the five books of Moses.
申命记六章四到七节。说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们上帝是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的上帝，我今日吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children.
在传统的以色列家庭中，他们每天早晨，父母和孩子们，家人要坐到一起，都要读《申命记》六章四到五节的经文。
So in traditional Jewish family, every morning and in the evening, all the families, parents and children together, they would recite and memorize these two scriptures.
而他们作为父母的，尤其是作为父亲的，他是牢牢地铭记着第六和第七节的经文。
So parents, especially the father, you know, they need to memorize clearly, especially verse 6 and 7.
因为在一个传统的犹太家庭中，对孩童的教育是做父亲的专职。
So in traditional Jewish family, educating children is a special duty of and the responsibility of a parent, of a father.
那在现如今的社会，尤其是我们可以反观一个泱泱的那个大国。
So look at today's world society.You know, look at the most populous country.
经济飞速的发展， 全民经商的意识高涨。
Economy is developing very fast, and all people in the society, wants to do some business.
尤其是那些年轻的父母。
Especially the young parents.
他们有了孩子以后怎么样？忙于工作，忙于事业，忙于挣钱，生了孩子以后交给谁照看？
So after they had a child, then they were busy in their work career, making money. So who will take care of their children?
交给双方的父母，或父母还在工作，怎么办呀？
So to parents of both sides, but they are still working, what to do?
那就找保姆。
Then they will look for nanny.
所以我在网上看到，中国大陆有一本关于孩童教养的热销的书，说是培养后劲十足的孩子。
So on the internet, I found a book that's the best-selling book in mainland China, and the title is Cultivate a Child Who Can Have Staying Power.
这是一部关于知性的母亲从胎教到十二岁的育儿的心经。
So this book is the experience of an educated mother, her experience from fetus education to a child who is 12 years old.
那引起我注意的是书中面对将孩子交给保姆、交给老人、交给阿姨照看的那些年轻父母，这个书中呢，向他们这些年轻父母提出了一连串的问题。
So the book asks a series of questions to the young parents who plan to ask their parents or nanny to take care of their children.
说如此的话，孩子与父母有感情吗？
So if you do this, will the children be close to parents emotionally?
所以这样长大的孩子能够脸挨脸、心贴心、毫无障碍地跟父母交流吗？
So can your child communicate with you without any barriers, you know, face to face, heart to heart?
孩子能把父母看成自己最亲的人吗？
Will the child consider you, parents, as the dearest people in their life?
孩子能够认同父母的选择，能与父母建立亲密无间的关系吗？
Can they understand, agree to parents, and also establish very close relationship with you?
所以书中提到说，为了自己的事情，父母置亲骨肉的亲情于不顾，那孩子长大以后呢？
So the young parents, in order to do their own stuff,And they would put the kinship aside.
事实是看到许多的情况呢，孩子长大了以后，除了信钱、信权、信名、信利、信自己，对那些亲情、仁爱、仁义，还有他人的信，都淡漠。
So after the children grow up, we observe that, except they believe in.Money, power, fame, benefits, and also themselves, they would not believe in any emotion, love, benevolence, righteousness, or other people.
甚至会那些照看的人，如果是特别特别的精心的话，这个精心我是加引号的，最后引导的孩子呢，就离不开的照看的人的，甚至有生命的危险。甚至有的双方的都出现。我记得有一个姐妹跟我分享说，那照看她老人，最后她离开的时候得了抑郁症，最后呢，寻了短见。
So also sometimes problem occurred. Use one case as an example. One grandparent took care of the grandchild. So when the grandparent passed away.The child was depressed and committed suicide, so that could happen too.
所以造成的结果是，孩子从小不知道什么是人间最不能割舍的东西。
So they don't know what things they cannot put it down.
那他们成家立业以后，能够善待他们的孩子吗
？After they are married and have their own career, will they treat their children well?
从这个例子，我想提醒大家， 是从父母、孩子和保姆这三者的这种关系来进入我们今天所要学习讨论思想的经文。
So now I just want to use this as an example from the relationship among parents, children, and their nannies, and help us to learn what we are going to learn in the Bible, Galatians, book
Galatians. 那今天的经文就是加拉太书3:23-29所引出的这个承受恩典，是来自于信心，还是来自于律法这样一个主题的下半部分。
So what we are going to discuss about is Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 to 29. And the topic today is bestowment of grace, faith or law.
那在前面两次的讲道中，我们反复强调，说是加拉太书3:1-14所展示的信心与应许、咒诅与法律的圣经道理。
So in the past two sermons, we emphasized the scriptures in this chapter, verses 1 to 14, and talks about faith and promise, curse and law.
我们说那是对我们的挑战，
And
是颠覆性的挑战。
we feel it's submersive and very challenging to us.
为什么呢？
Why?
是因为赐福的应许来自于上帝。那咒诅的律法也同样来自于上帝，这两者怎么调和？我们一再问这个问题。
So why is it challenging? Because blessed promises come from God, but the curse of the law also comes from God. So how can we reconcile the conflict between these two?
那在承受恩典、信心，或者是律法的上半部分，我们展开了。一共应该有三个方面的答案，展开了两个方面。
So in the first part of this sermon about bestowment, of grace, law, faith or law, we found two answers.
所以从15-18，我们了解是律法并非应许之约的依据。
So one is, law is not the base of the bestowment.
那在19-22。我们展开的是律法是迫使人追求救恩的工具。
And the second one is law is the tool to compel one to pursue the salvation.
今天我们就从加拉太书3:23-29来了解、来认识这个答案，就是信心是承受恩典的唯一道路。
Now we are going to think about the third answer. Faith is the only path.To the bestowment of grace.
那我们来看经文，加拉太书3:23-24，但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直卷到那将来的真道显明出来。这样，律法是我们迅猛的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信成义。
Now let's read the chapter 3, verses 23 to 24 again. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith.
我们再来看看现在中文译本，它是这样讲，但是信的时代没有来临以前，律法看守我们，像看守囚犯一样，直到信被显示出来，这样律法，它成法律，就成为我们的监护人，指引我们归向基督，目的是要使我们因信得以跟上帝有合一的关系。
So this is the modern Chinese translation version.
像这样显出来 ，PEV 还有 ASV。
So the English is the new NIV version.
English today's English.
Oh, today's I'm.
这个是 American Standard version. Okay. 所以这儿提到这个，提到这个像我们在监狱里边一样。那大家请注意第24里边，说提到这个律法呢，是我们迅猛的师傅或者是监护人这个词儿。
So in verse 23, 24, different translation about the word. Some says it's schoolmaster, others say guardian.
你看这个词儿，它字面的意思呢，是指导者、守护者的意思。
So this word, the literal meaning, schoolmaster, instructor.
那在古代希腊社会，希腊和罗马世界里边，是家庭的仆人的角色，就这个角色。
So in ancient Greek and Roman world, it's actually domestic servant. They play this role of domestic servant.
其实我们今天所讲的师傅也好，监护人也好。
So it means a schoolmaster or supervisor or guardian.
那他往往是一个年老可靠的一个奴仆，确凿的说呢，就是一个奴隶，老奴隶在家里面。
So usually it's a male, female, like old, elderly person, but a trustworthy, servant at home, or slave.
肯定是个男的老奴隶。
Should be a male.
他不是一个教师，但是他却有崇高的品德被选出来。
He's not a teacher, but he has moral character.
他的主要责任是每天接送主人家的孩童上下学，并且呢还监管孩子的品德的成长。
So his duty, responsibility is to send the child to go to school every day and also supervise, help the child with his or her character growth.
他要负责教导孩子的礼貌和正当的举止行为。
And teach them to be polite and also have appropriate behavior.
所以更确切地讲，这个角色呢，就是孩童的侍从。
More specifically, we should say this should be called attendant of the child.
所以这一类呢，类人呢，常常当时被描绘成一个什么形象呢？就手里边拿着藤条、拿着鞭子或者木棍的一个严厉的形象，就是这样一个仆人在家里边照看孩子。
So this kind of people, they were usually described as a person, like with a restrict and rigid image.Holding a cane, a whip, or a stick.
当然，他们也有温善可亲的一面。
Certainly, sometimes they were also kind.
但是，毕竟，这个角色是奴仆，是奴隶。
So it's a role of servant or a slave.
那他帮着侍从家里的孩童呢？一般是从六到七岁开始。六到七岁之前是奶娘，六到七岁以后呢，就交给这样一个侍从。一直到孩子十七岁长大成人之后，他的工作就告结束了。
So maybe when the child was under 6 years old, a nanny helped them. And then from 6 years old to about 16, 17 years old, this attendant, like a child's attendant, helped them grow. Then after that, their role ended.
所以经文借着保罗的口，形象地表明说，律法呢？就像照看孩童，照顾以色列民，照顾我们人类的奴仆。
So the scripture, via Paul's mouth, describe very vividly that law is just like the servant, the slave servant.
这个奴仆呢，也就是说，这个律法，它的有效期是有限的。
So this slave servant takes care of a child, Israelites, and also all humankind.
But, 期限是什么?
But the validity is limited. So what is the validity? When will it end?
就是二十三节经文所讲的，我们被看守在律法之下，只卷到那将来的真道显明出来，也就是那个信的时代来的时候。信的时代是什么？耶稣基督来临的时代。
So the answer is in verse 23. We were held custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So that is called faith era. So what is faith era? It's the time when Jesus Christ came.
所以我们接着看第二十五节，加拉太书三章二十五节。但这因信得救的礼既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
So now Let's look at verse 25. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
这意思就是，所以现在既然是信的时代了，那律法呢就不再做我们的监护人。
So it's the faith era. The law will not be our guardian or supervisor.
所以在这提醒大家注意，经文在此所发出的一个宣言呢，就是说，基督是律法的终结者。
So the scripture tells us here, it's a declaration. Jesus Christ is the one who ends the law.
所以纵观上帝整个的救恩历史，随着耶稣基督时代的到来，而结束了摩西时代的律法时期。
So if we have a reflection on the history of the salvation,
基督时代是对上是上帝对亚伯拉罕所发出的应许的那个最高峰。
So Jesus Christ, when he comes, the faith era comes, and it ends the law era of Moses.
律法时代是要人去遵行，那基督时代是什么呀？它的特点是什么呀？他所开创的就是一个恩典和信心这样一个时期。
The law requires to follow it, but the faith era it has grace and faith.
所以这个时候，我们回头来看那些犹太派基督徒奉割礼的那些信徒，那些周游加拉太地区和其他外邦地区教会的那些假教师们，他们实际上是犯下了极重的错误。
So the Jewish Christian and the circumcised believers and all those fake teachers around the Galatians and the Gentiles area, they actually made dual mistakes.
首先，他们误解了律法的目的。
First, they misunderstood the purpose of law.
他们误以为称义，或者说与上帝有着合一的关系，必须借着遵行律法来实现。
So they thought justification and also having an appropriate relationship with God has to go through obeying law.
那其实从旧约圣经里面我们看了那么多，那上帝赐下律法就是要显明以色列人败坏的行为，就是要显明他们违反律法所犯下的那些罪。
So actually, we can see it clearly in the Old Testament. God bestowed the law. The purpose was to manifest the corrupted behavior of Israelites and their sin. They betrayed God's law.
所以律法所扮演的角色呢，是监督，是显明上帝的儿女的罪，以及过犯的什么角色呀？刚才咱们讲了，奴仆、迅猛的师傅是个监督人的角色，这是律法的角色。盼望今天大家能够记住。
So the role of the law, played, was to show the Israelites sin, the transgressions, you know, the sin they committed, and the role is like what we just read about guardian and the schoolmaster.
那奉割礼的门徒，他们刚才第一个误解或者是大的错误，第二个错误呢，就是他们认识不到，也不愿意接受，说律法的时代已经随着弥赛亚救主，也就是耶稣基督的到来而完成了他的历史使命。
The second mistake they made is that they didn't realize, or they were not willing to accept that, when the Messiah Jesus Christ came.Then that ends the law era.
他们认识不到，也不愿意接受律法已经成为过去。
So they were not willing to accept that the law era has passed.
所以说，上帝的救恩计划是从亚伯拉罕开始，经过摩西之后，最后到了耶稣的高峰。
So the salvation plan started from Abraham, then Moses, then Jesus Christ. That's the peak.
再说了，律法往往迫使人们呢，只是在表面上的行为的端正。
So, let's think about it again. Law usually forces people to have good behavior on the surface.
那想请问，我们遵守律法的原因是什么？ 是不是因为我们如果不这样做？ 就会遭受到惩罚。
So why do we obey law? Is that if we don't do that, we will be punished.
在印第安纳波利斯有一个环城的高速公路 465。
So there is a highway 465 that runs around Indianapolis.
上下班高峰的时期，高速路上的限速呢是55英里。
The driving limit, the speed limit during rush hours is 55 miles.
但是你那个时候驾驶在那条高速路上，你看那个车你中我抢的，大多数都超过70英里。
So if you are there, you would see that people usually drive over 70 miles.
哇，你这么看，突然间前面所有车都慢下来。
Then sometimes suddenly all the vehicles would reduce their speed.
他们为什么减速？
Why?
前面有个警车。
Yes, someone see a police car on the highway.
所以我们今天我们人以这古代从以色列看到，我们所谓的顺服呢，往往是被恐惧所逼成的。
So why were we obedient? Usually, we'll fear because out of fear.
是在威逼，是在压力下去遵行律法。
We're forced to obey law.
所以说，如果我们是出于对惩罚的恐惧，不去犯罪而遵守律法就被称义的话，那这称的是哪门子的义啊？
So if we fear, we're afraid of being punished, and then because of that, we obey the law, and we think that is justification, then what kind of justification is that?
好。 那到现在为止，我想请问，赐福的应许来自于上帝，咒诅的律法同样来自于上帝，这两者之间的关系，大家弄明白了吧？明白了没有
？So again,
再不明白就要拿那个鞭子了。
Same question. So blessings, blessed promise came from God. The curse of law also came from God. How can we reconcile the conflict between the two?
我邀请大家，咱们一起来读加拉太书3:24-25，先用中文来一起来。这样，法律成为我们的监护人，指引我们归向基督，目的是要使我们因信得以跟上帝有合一的关系。既然现在是信的时代，法律就不再监护我们。
So let's read verse 24 and 25 again. Let's read it together in English. And so the law was in charge of us until Christ came, in order that we might then be put right with God through faith. Now that the time for faith is here, the law is no longer in charge of us.
所以保罗在此提醒，在呼吁加拉太信徒说：“如果你们舍弃耶稣基督的福音，而随从那些假教师所鼓吹的去遵循所谓的律法的话。” So
Paul reminds us again here, and he asked the believers in the Galatian church, at Galatian church, so if you give up the gospel about Jesus Christ, but follow those fake teachers. To obey law.
用一个形象的比喻，就像我们中间今天的孩童长大了，高中毕业了，进入大学了，然后呢，还要被家中所请的那个孩童的侍从管辖，过那个管辖之下的日子。So
we may use another example, just like a child has grown up. Graduated from high school and will go to college soon, but still want to return to the days under the supervision of the child's attendant.
如果上一周我们那几个去大学的 孩子们还在的话，可以问问他们，你们愿意不愿意带着保姆、带着监护人一块儿去上大学？
So if the a few children who are now attending college, if they were here, we would ask them, would you willing to bring your nanny or super or guardian to go with you when you go to college?
不单如此，下边还有原因呢。我们看下边的经文。
Let's continue to read.
26、27、29节经文。所以你们因信耶稣基督都是上帝的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。跳过28节、29节，你们既属于基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
So verse 26, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. And skip verse 28. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
那我们来看，就单单从承受产业这个角度来讲。
Let's talk about inheritance of the property.
家里一个孩子按照传统，什么时候能够承受产业？
So when a child can inherit,
必须是成年以后。
They have to be grown up.
成年之后才有权利，才能够承担和继承产业权和承担那个责任。
So they can bear the responsibility and also have the right to do that.
所以孩子长大成人之后，要告别孩童时代的。
So when children grow up, they have to say farewell to their childhood.
那经文在这里再次强调，因着信耶稣基督而成为承受上帝应许产业的儿女。
So scripture emphasizes here again, because of the faith in Jesus Christ, then they become children to bear the inheritance from God.
27节这里，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，这什么意思？
So 27, you have clothed yourself with Christ. What's the meaning here? Clothed yourself.
现在中文译本，你们受洗跟基督合而为一，正像穿上基督有他的生命。
So modern Chinese TEV translation, you are baptized into union with Christ, and now you are clothed, so to speak, with the life of Christ himself.
那我想请问，如果按照我们人的本性，我们所披戴所穿的是什么样的生命的服装啊？
So according to our nature, what kind of clothes we'll have?
这个问题不知道清楚不清楚。
Life suit.Are you clear about this question?
我们实际按着人的本性所披戴所穿的是这个世界的掌权者，就是那个魔鬼撒旦为亚当所穿戴的那个罪恶的服装。
Exactly, it's a simple clothing that devil Satan in power, you know, gave to Adam.
所以有一段经文，以弗所书4:21-22，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人就是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21, surely you heard of him and were taught in him according with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
但是有人可能会有疑问说，哦，我们信而受洗的时候穿上一个白袍子，那真的就能把魔鬼撒旦在我们身上把那亚当的犯罪的肮脏的外衣就能够洗掉吗？
So some people will ask the question, so when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,When we were baptized, we wore the white robe. So can we really take off the dirty clothing that Satan put on Adam because of his sin?
我们里边那个罪真的就像换一件新衣裳那样换掉那么简单吗？在受洗的时候。
Is it as easy as wearing new clothes when we were baptized to get rid of our sin?
就我们人的能力而言，简直就是不可思议的事情。
Think about our own capacity. It's incredible.
但是，上帝让它变得就是那么的简单。
But God can really make it very simple.
因为我们没有一个人可以因着完全的遵守律法而被称为义人。
Because none of us can be called righteous, because of obeying law.
但是上帝在这里借着经文告诉了我们说，因着信我们就可以披戴基督。
But the scripture here tells us, because of faith, we can put on Jesus Christ. We can put on Christ.
因着信我们就可以得到基督所赐给我们的公义、智慧、权柄、生命和基督的灵。
Because of Christ, we will be blessed with righteousness, wisdom, authority, life, and the spirit of Christ.
成为一个被基督耶稣在十字架上所流血的那个血所遮盖的什么呀？蒙了上帝恩典的罪人。
So we are sinners, but our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ on the dying on the cross, and we receive the bestowed grace.
成为一个与上帝有合一关系的新人。
So become a new person that has appropriate relationship with God.
其实这本身就是一个挑战。
So it's challenging itself.
对我们信心的挑战。
It's challenging to our faith.
对我们的顺服的心的挑战。
A challenging to our obedience.
但是在新约初代教会的时期，无论是在希腊罗马世界还是在传统的犹太世界。
In the early church era, in the New Testament, no matter whether it was in Greek or Roman world or the traditional Jewish world,
人与人之间是有明显的种族、等级、性别的区分的。
There was clear distinction of race, class, and gender among people.
你比如一个古代的希腊男人会这样感谢他所信奉的神。
An ancient Greek man would thank his God.
他说：“感谢神，我生下来是人，不是动物。”
He said, "Praised be God, I was not animal."
感谢神，我是男人，不是女人。
Praise be God, you did not create me as animal, but as human being. And praise be God, you did not create me as a woman, but a man.
感谢神，我是希腊人，不是其他那些，他看其他都是野蛮人，不是野蛮人。
Praise be God, you did not create me as a barbarian, but a Greek.
那对于古代传统的犹太人而言，
So ancient Jewish,
不单将整个世界分成两个部分，犹太人和外邦人。
So they did not only divide the whole world into two parts.
他们同样歧视奴隶和女人。
Either Jewish or Gentiles, but they also discriminated slaves and women.
大家听一听第一世纪犹太男人的感恩祷告。
So let's hear how the Jewish man, prayed in the first century.
你看他说，我主我神呐，宇宙的君王，感谢你没有把我造成外邦人。
My Lord, my God, sovereign of the universe, you did not create me as a Gentile.
我主我神呐，宇宙的君王，感谢你没有把我造成奴隶。
My Lord, my God, my sovereign of the universe, you did not create me as a slave.
第三个感谢大家应该能猜到了，说我主我神呐，宇宙的君王，感谢你没有把我造成女人。
My Lord, my God, sovereign of the universe, you did not create me as a woman.
所以你看，从所谓的外邦世界到所谓的他们的内邦世界，犹太人阻断的墙，就人类阻断的墙无处不在。
So the Gentile world, the Jewish world, the war that divided human beings existed along the history.
不同的种族相对抗，不同的阶级相对抗，男人和女人对抗。
So different races fight against each other. Different classes fight against each other, and men and women fight against each other.
那我们来纵观全球，那些大多数的武装冲突，都和种族歧视有相当的关系。
So the majority of the military conflicts today in the whole world, they are related to racial discrimination.
而且大家也看到了。 律法，全世界各个地方都有不同的律法。尽管律法已经尽了最大的努力去消灭这种对抗。So
we can see there are laws, you know, different laws in different countries. So the laws are trying to eliminate the racial discrimination.
但是和解在哪里？
But where is the reconciliation?
所以我们由此更看出了律法的局限性。
So we can tell clearly the limitation of laws.
了解了这些以后，我们再来看28节经文。Now
let's read verse 28-29.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。There
is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ.
再看现代中文译本里边，它后边这一句讲，说在基督耶稣的生命里，你们都成为一体了。So
NIV, there is no difference between Jews, Gentiles, between slaves, free people, between men and women. You are all one in union with Christ Jesus.
所以从古至今。 这都不能不说，是对我们人类的一个伟大的宣言。From
ancient time till today, we cannot say that it is not the greatest declaration to the human being.
上帝在基督里边重建了全新的人类的关系。God
restructured the human relationships in Jesus Christ.
而这种新的关系。 的关键点在哪里？
Where is the key point in this new relationship?
就是人类彼此的关系取决于我们与上帝的关系。That
is, our relationship with each other really depends on our relationship with God.
所以由此说来，初代教会时期那些犹太派的信徒、奉割礼的信徒。 依然要在教会里边还要划分界限。So
we can see in the early church era, the Jewish believers, the circumcised believers, they still set up boundaries in church.
一边是犹太人，一边是外邦人。One
side is Jews.
而且他们所强调的那个割礼是对谁呀？割礼是只对男人呗。So
the circumcision they emphasize. Was only for men, not for women.
所以这样的话，他们那种启示，他们也是把女性排除在享受上帝的恩典而能够称义的这个关系之外了。So
they excluded the woman for the relationship, with God.
所以信而接受洗礼。 是耶稣基督以自身为榜样，赐给我们人类的一个无与伦比的恩典与智慧的方式，我们可以说是。So
faith, and also be baptized, Jesus Christ set up an example for us human beings. It is incomparable with grace and wisdom.
赐给我们人类的一个无与伦比的恩典与智慧的方式，大家记清楚。
Say it again, it's incomparable.
洗礼作为一个记号,
so baptism is just a symbol.
也更是给所有因着信而得享上帝恩典成为信徒所实行的一个我们称之为圣礼。
Because of faith and the bestowed grace, So we said baptism is a holy baptism.
所有上帝的儿女都受洗归入基督。
So all the children of God be baptized into Christ.
这就是今天我们分享的第三个解释的理由原因。 信心是承受恩典的唯一道路。
So that's the third answer. Faith is the only way to the bestowment of grace.
这个画面大家是不是比较生疏？
Are you familiar with this image?
在圣经里面有没有耶稣跟其他众人施洗的画面？
Is any image you can find in the Bible?
我想让大家了解一个人。
Jesus Christ baptized others.
Mike Norton 这个人听说过没有？ John Mike Norton 67年所生的一个美国的一个现代画家。
American painter born in 1967.
大家下去可以找一找他的作品，他的作品在网上有销售， 是非常著名的一个非常保守的一个基督徒。
He's a very famous and conservative.
圣经里边的话，还有一些画的一些风光的画，另外还有一些这种政教方面的画。
So painted a lot of works related to the Christian faith.
教会不是要取消种族、阶级和男女之间的区别。
The church is not to erase the differences between ethnicities, classes, and gender.
我们信了耶稣基督，我们仍然是黄皮肤的亚洲裔人。
We accept and believe Jesus Christ, but we are still Asian American with.
或者死丢还是白皮肤的欧美裔人，或者是黑皮肤的非洲裔人。
We still have yellow skin, or like Euro Americans who have white skin, or African Americans who have black skin.
做老板的仍然是老板，做雇工的仍然是雇工。
Bosses are still bosses. Employees are still employees.
男人照常是男人，女人照常是女人。
Man still man. Woman still woman.
就是在这种自然的社会属性上，我们还是原来的我们。
We are still ourselves in this social, this natural society.
因为世上有很多不同之处。
Because there is diversity in this world.
也是一件好事，所以我们说，如果女人和男人换了位置。 儿子和父亲换了位置，雇员和老板换了位置，那必将造成混乱。
So there is diversity in this world. This should be a good thing. So if men and women exchange their role, son and father exchange their role, or boss and employee exchange their role, and then the result, it will be only chaos.
但是，在基督里，我们都是平等。
But in Christ, we are all one, and we are all equal in Christ.
所以，相信耶稣基督受洗成为基督徒之后，我们的种族、社会、性别的不同会依然存在。So
after we accepted Jesus Christ and became Christians, but the ethnicity, the differences among ethnicities, classes, genders, they still exist.
但是，因为我们是在耶稣基督里。
But because we are in Christ,
这些区别并不会把我们分门别类。
These differences will not categorize us.
这些区别不影响我们在上帝家中的地位。
The differences and the distinctions will not affect our status in God's family.
换句话说，相信耶稣受洗成为基督徒之后。
But after we become a Christian,
我们互相之间的差异不再是障碍。
So differences cannot be our barriers.
我们互相之间的差异不再是障碍，不再是骄傲或者自卑或者冲突的源头。
So they cannot be the sources for pride, and conflict.
反而成为彰显上帝创造的多样化和上帝恩典的丰富。But
it will manifest the diversity of God's creation and also the richness of God's grace.
所以加拉太书三章二十八节所列的那个清单， 可以在今天的社会阶层里边继续的扩展下去。
So the inventory in verse 28, it will expand in today's society.
我们扩展下去可以说不分富人或者穷人，英俊或者丑陋。
No matter rich or poor, handsome, pretty or ugly.
不分公民或者是暂住民。
Citizens or temporary residents.
不分教皇、神父或者修士、修女。
Pope or priest, brothers, sisters.
不分讲道的还是听道。
Either preacher or listeners.
不分教师还是学生。
Teacher or student.
不分挣钱多还是少。
No matter how much money you earn.
不分遵纪守法，或者呢，还在监牢中的犯人。
No matter you are citizens who obey law or prisoners in jail.
我们可以讲很多很多关乎救恩的事情，与阶层、与学识、与贫富、与你的影响力都毫无关系。
So talking about salvation, no matter whether it's class, knowledge, rich or poor, or influence, this everything doesn't matter.
在耶稣基督里的合一，既使我们大家成为一体，同时又保留了各自的特点。So
we have unity in Christ, but we also keep our own features.
Amen.